2022 midterms, Republicans losing redistricting battle to aggressive Democrats. By Wendell Hasebo on January 24, 2022. Republicans across the nation are losing the redistricting battle that will shape November's midterm elections and ultimately Joe Biden's presidency. With Republican state legislatures in control of reshaping 187 districts while Democrats only control 75, Republican legislatures had an opportunity to wreak havoc on Democrat-leaning districts, splitting them up with district lines that benefit Republican candidates. But in multiple red states, Republicans have not drawn Republican-favoring district maps. In blue states, however, Democrats have been very aggressive. The establishment media have taken note since December of how weirdly well Democrats are performing. According to the Associated Press on Monday, Democrats are making surprising inroads in redistricting fight. The reports have indicated Democrat legislatures are aggressively drawing lines in states such as Illinois, New Mexico, Oregon, Maryland, California, New Jersey, Nevada, and likely New York, while Republican legislatures have failed to draw strong lines in Missouri, Indiana, and Georgia. The Democrats' aggressive actions and the Republicans' weak efforts threaten the GOP's ability to win enough U.S. House seats to overcome its deficit of 5. Moreover, Republicans must win enough seats to overcome establishment Republicans. Many establishment Republicans are likely to side with Democrats on important 2023 to 2024 issues, such as banning lawmakers from trading stocks, firing Dr. Anthony Fauci, and breaking up big tech. The specific districts that Republicans have failed to bend red are reportedly represented by Representative Emanuel Cleaver, DMO, Representative Frank Mervins, DN, Representative Lucy McBath, DGA, and Representative Carolyn Bordeaux, DGA. As those four districts will likely remain blue in Republican-controlled states, Democrats have made huge gains in blue states, racking up double-digit gains. It remains to be seen if the Republican-controlled states of Florida, Texas, North Carolina, and Ohio will compensate for the losses elsewhere. In the coming months, all the state maps will become finalized. In Florida, the legislature controlled by establishment Republicans is weighing a Governor Ron DeSantis R. map proposal that would bend four districts red. In Ohio, the Republican-leaning map benefited Republicans until it was tossed out by the state's Supreme Court. Democrats hope the same will occur in North Carolina. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get @WendellHasebo.